Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peot Daf Mem Aleph in the Ohiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. We're starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, the Choyer and Nimolim, what you find in the holes of the ants, so the top, the Yoinim, belong to the Anim, and the Tachtoinim belong to Balabais. So the Gemara now explains it. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem B'Shmuel, Ha'Yoinim La'Anim B'Levonim. We said that the top belongs to the Anim, talk about white grain, which means it dried out, and clearly it came from the end of the harvest, and that's why it belongs to the Anim, because the Anim get leket from the harvest. When it says the bottom belongs to Balabais, when it's green. Green grain means it was way before the time of harvest, and then probably this came from the part that belongs to Balabais, and that's where the ants took it. Rameir says, you have to give everything to the Anim, because Sofik of Leket is also Leket. Says the Gemara, She'if shal lagoyrin latses below yirukim. Meaning, even when you have a harvest, it doesn't mean there will be no green grain. There will be green as well. Not all of them will be completely ripe, completely dry. So therefore, the fact that it's green is not proving that it's early before the Katsir. It could be happen even later, and you therefore have to give it mitzad sofik to that name. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda ben Chal Gur Hi," meaning, so the way the Marapuldo, the way Rav Chaim brings it, we're talking about who's the one who argues with Rameir, because as the Gemara is going to explain it soon, everybody agrees with this concept that sofik leket leket. But I'm not sure if leket or not. You for sure give leket. The only shaila is what I'm talking about in this case. The high of the green grain in the bottom, in the choyre and the molin. So Tarkama says that's not even a suffix. That's for sure belongs to Balabais. And Rameir is machmir over there, and he says you should know if suffix leket leket. If you're machmir by leket to even suffix that you agree to that, you should also be machmir in the bottom holes to give the green to the oni. So says the Gemara now, who's the mandomer that argues on Rameir? Says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra. The Tani, it says in the Braiso, Gershin is Gayer, there was a Goy who converted to Judaism. The Aiso Lekamo, he had grain connected to the ground. Nikzeres Acheloin is Gayer, if it was harvest before he became a Ger. Potter is Potterfim Leket. Why? Because he did it as a Goy. Mishni is Gayer, but if he harvested after he became a Yid, Chayo, then he's Chayavim Leket. Fim Sofik, if you're not sure, Potter, your Potter, in that case. Rebbe says you're chayav. Meaning what? Tadekama says that sofik leket is potter. Rebbe Mechagra says sofik leket is chayav. Says the Gemara, Rameir in our Mishnah is arguing, and this is Rebbe Mechagra. He says, Rebbe, do you agree that sofik leket is leket? Like you said by Agir. So I'm telling you that not only sofik leket is leket, but also the bottom ones which are green. Rebbe Shimon Lakish, Omar, Divrei Akoli. Says Rebbe Shimon Lakish, oh, the Tanakama of our Mishnah is not only Abidu Mechagra, it's also Tanakama. The Tanakama of Abidu Mechagra, the one who argues Abidu Mechagra and holds the Bayager, you don't give Leket Misofik. By us, he will agree that you give Misofik. Why? What will be the difference? Yisrael Shikur Chayov, Sveikur Chayov. You saw that the main Tvua for sure is Chayov. So when you have a Sofik, you also be Chayov. Goy Shikur Potter, but a Goy, that the Iker Tvua is Potter. Now the Shaila is that he become a Yid. And does he chayav from now going forward? Sveikot pato is also suffix pato. I mean, Tanakama, that argues of Yudhi Bechago, he will never be a goy until now was pater. I'm not saying he has a new chiv until I know for sure. But by Yisrael, he was always chayav. The question now, if you have a suffix, here Tanakama will also agree that suffix leket is chayav. And on that, Ramea says, so he may also, the bottom holes of the ants that have green grain, that should be also chayav. That he holds that our Mishnah is Rabbi Mechagra. So he explains, Kacha Rameir Meshiv is Rabbi Mechagra. Our Mishnah, Rameir, is answering Rabbi Mechagra. Eat Eyat Moidil is Sofik Leket Leket. Don't you agree that Sofik Leket is Leket? He's only saying it to Rabbi Mechagra because Tarekama of Rabbi Mechagra, he holds that Sofik is not Chayav according to Rabbi Yechon. Who said that even Tarekama of Yudim Rechago agrees that Sofik Leket is Leket by Yid? This is what Rameir is telling Chachamim. Don't you agree that Sofik Leket Leket? All Chachamim agree with me. Not only Yudim Rechago, but also Tarekama. They also agree that the Sofik Leket is Leket. So why don't you agree in the bottom holes of the ants that the green grain should be chayav in leket. Says the Gemara Dafim Aleph on base, uminayin she sofek leket leket. How do we really know that even a sofek leket you chayav? Says the Gemara now a few sources. Her Shmuel bar Nachman Meshab Yoinesin Oni Verash Hadzdiku. You have to be matzdik doni. You have to give him more than he deserves. Hadzdiku b'matnoi sof. Give him more than he deserves in madness, even a sofek you should give him. Shimon Lokish b'shem Barakapra brings another source. Loitate mishpat evyoncho berivoy. When you come to Beis Din, don't tilt the din towards the ani. That's what you don't do with berivoy when you have a riv. When you come to Beis Din, says the Gemara, berivoy iat mateyu. Aval mateyu at b'matanoisof. You don't do it in the riv, but you do it in matosanim. Homa Abiyichon says, ubozokahu mashashonan on Rebbe. Is there any issue with what Rebbe said? Reb Chaim said, Zocha here is loshot segin or. It's like, is it bad? What Rebbe said, what did he say? Ta'azoiv, it says an extra ta'azoiv. Hanach lifnei mishelcho. Not just leave to Danim, you have to give extra. Even something that doesn't belong to Danim, that belongs to you, meaning a sofek you give him. Omar Rebbe, loiksiv, lager, layosor, v'lalmono, yeh? Doesn't it say an extra word, yeh, should be for them? Bei mididoch, bei midideh havle. Doesn't matter if it's yours or it's theirs, meaning even if it's a suffix, you still give them. That's all the sources the Gemara brings, that a suffix leket is a leket. Hadro aloha pe'a nitenes. With this we end the fourth perek of Maseches Peah, starting the fifth perek. Zug de Mishnah, godish shaloi luka tachtof. Godish means you have a pile of grain, but underneath the pile, there was tvua that leket was not given from it, meaning someone piled on top of grain that leket was not given from it. Kol ha-negois ba'aretz arei shel anim. So you machmir on this person, you say everything which is close to the ground, that belongs to that anim. Not only the part that was leket that was not given from it, but even the new pile, whatever's touching the ground, you will give to that anim. Haruch shepizra esayimarim. If you have wind, the blue tvua on top of leket. Now I don't know how much belongs to that anim, how much belongs to balabais. So what do? Only the way to come a leket you do an umdin, you do an estimation what belongs to anim, and that's what you give them. Ram Shimon Gamliel Oymer Nesen Lanim Kedei Nefilo. Shimon Gamliel, as Reb Chaim explains, he doesn't argue. He says also you give him an estimation, but he says you don't have to do a new estimation, you don't have to do a new valuation, but there is a certain shear which is called Kedei Nefilo, and that's what you give that anim. So right away the Gemara comes and asks, what's the between the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah? That's what Gemara says. Hochat omar oim dim oiso kama leket hiru uyu la'asoyis v'noyse la'anim. In the state of the Mishnah, you say, let's make an estimate what la'anim you deserve, and that's what you give them. V'koyat omar, in the ratio of the Mishnah, you're saying, kol ha'noygoyz ba'aretz areyu shel la'anim. You say, everything that touches the ground belongs to la'anim. What's the difference between the ratio and the sefer of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, avo b'shir abichanon knas konsuboy shegodosh agabei lekitoton shel la'anim. It's a knas. Why do you pile grain on top of what belongs to the anim? If you did it purposely, you did it by yadayim, you actually piled it, so that's why you have to give more leket. But if it was the wind, it wasn't you, then you don't have to give it. So now the Gemara says, if it's because of a knas, what happens when he didn't do it purposely? And here the Mefarshim discuss, will the Gemara now say something as a question or as a statement? Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, at kedoin mezit, afilu shoygek. Mezid, for sure, a person did a pile, he has a knas, he has to give him more leket. But what happens if he did by mistake? Afilu krichos, what happens if what he puts on top of the leket are bundles? It's very clear to differentiate. Whatever is a bundle is new, and whatever is not belongs to the anim. Afilu chitiv al gabei soyim. What about wheat on top of barley? Again, very easy to differentiate. Afilu gotshu achem chutz midaito. What happens if someone else did it? Not the balabais. Someone did it and didn't ask his permission. What happens if he told Anim, come get your leket? Please, Anim, come get. He waited, nobody came. And then he did the Godish. Do you coinus him as well in that case? Now, most of the Mefarshim in the Daf, including Mara Puldo, the Rash Cirilo, and the Gro, they learn this as a statement. It's not a question. The Gemara says the Knas, Chachoyim, we're not Mechalek, and did a Knas in all cases. Even if he did a B'shoigeg, even if it's easy to differentiate, even if it wasn't him. Anytime a pile of tvua was put on a leket, be'adayim, you know, a human being did it, So then the Baal Bais needs to give more leket. Reb Chaim explains that as a question. The Gemara is not sure. The Gemara asks, do we koinis also in these cases, or we don't? And the Gemara does not push this question according to this pshat. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyot Daf Mem Aleph.